defending liberty 1 hour at a time, and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York, you're listening to The Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
If you want to turn yourselves into a greasy spot on a country road somewhere, go right ahead.
And now, here's your host, The Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am The Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, May 16th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York, and of course live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Here in New York, it's about 70 degrees. Sunny. I hope wherever you guys are, it's an equally pleasant day. It's Monday, so it's never going to be that good. I think Monday should kind of be rainy and cloudy. I mean, otherwise you're kind of wasting a day, right? Monday kind of stinks. But I hope you guys had a good weekend. I know me, my weekends this time of year, I kind of look forward to Sunday. Because Sunday you have Game of Thrones and then Silicon Valley on HBO. And I'm hooked on both of those. I'm not going to No spoilers here for those of you who are going to watch Game of Thrones on demand, but this was one of the better episodes. Those of you who have seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you who haven't, well, you're in for a treat. I would say probably the third or fourth best episode. The last couple seasons, a little sideways, a lot of character building, but not too bad. Here we are. We're about a week and a half away from Memorial Day, so summer is almost here. Summer's going to be cool this year. We have presidential elections coming up. That's going to dominate the news cycle all summer long, of course. And the Olympics in Brazil. So that should be interesting, too. We have a lot to get to this summer. And, of course, today, as always, let's get right to the headlines before we get too far astray. The New York Times takes aim at Donald Trump over the weekend. But by 7 a.m. Monday morning, it has already backfired in their face. Plus, RNC Chairman Reince Priebus shows increasing support for presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump. But does the hashtag NeverTrump movement have other maniacal plans? We're going to talk about that. Plus, President Obama goes to college, and this time as a U.S. citizen. We have to talk about that also. And Dr. Ben Carson spills the beans, and a possible early preview of the DNC convention in Philadelphia happened this weekend in Nevada. So I think you guys heard about that. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about everything here, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find on the Rhino Report. But let's start the whole show off the same way we always do. Let's start the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country and the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. As always, send me your submissions, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. That's Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, of your son or daughter or classroom or Boy Scout troop or Girl Scout troop, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll get you on air. And we'll give you a shout-out. Just give me the name of the group and where you guys are from, and you can hear yourself on the radio. How cool is that? Also, you're going to have to, in the meantime, between now and when you record that, go over to rhinoreport.com, check out some new articles, some new rhino rants, lots of stuff there. New article by Tina Jones Griffiths. She's a good writer. She has some new stuff up there. And always, head over to Stitcher and iTunes and iHeart and Podbean and Spreaker and all those great podcast places. Subscribe to the Rhino Report. It'll get sent right to your phone. You can listen to it going to work, going home from work. If you have a fight with your spouse, listen to the Rhino Report. It'll put you in a much better mood. Much better mood. So stay tuned. We are going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about this New York Times article everybody's talking about, and plus my take on it, and you do not want to miss that. So stay right there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain from a sports injury. If so, Schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
All right, welcome back to the show. A little short break there, but we're ready to roll here on the Rhino Report this Monday afternoon. I mentioned the Olympics earlier. Are they even having these things? I think people are pulling out. They're stopping events. They can't get the water quality to pass these tests they have to do for bacteria. You got Zika virus. You have they're impeaching their president down there. You know, here's my thought. Here's my thought before we get into all this political stuff today. Suspend these Olympics. Don't do them. Don't do them. Have them maybe next year in a place that has already had the Olympics recently. Maybe London, or maybe Atlanta or Sydney. Someone that has the facilities that can now turn around and host this thing maybe next year. Or just wait the 2 years and do it again with the Winter Olympics before they split them up. But this year in Brazil, it's not going to be a good thing. You've already noticed that NBC has not been promoting their coverage as much as they have in the past. So to me, that's kind of a sign that something is going on. But I wouldn't have them. I think there's too many bad things that can happen. So that's my take on the Olympics. I don't like the Summer Olympics. I like the Winter Olympics. So I guess if they have them or not, I don't care. So that's my take on it. Let's talk about this article. So the New York Times put out an article on, I believe it was Saturday. It was called "Crossing the Line: How Donald Trump Behaved with Women in Private." Pretty ominous sounding. Now this article was just about a full page in the New York Times, and that's a lot. That's above the fold, below the fold, in the fold. It's all over the place. It's like, it's not a quick read. When you print it out, it's about 16 pages. That's how long this thing is. And, well, I'm going to read you some parts of it, and then we're going to talk about it, because I think I'm going to save you some time. All in all, it was a pretty boring article. But again, this is clickbait. They want you to go and say, oh, Donald Trump, him and women. Like, that's the issue. Like, Donald Trump and women are the issue. Not Bill Clinton and women, but Donald Trump and women. So they want you to click on this. And, well, this is how it starts. Donald J. Trump had barely met Roanne Brewer Lane when he asked her to change out of her clothes. Donald was having a pool party at Mar-a-Lago. There were about 50 models and 30 men, which to me, total bad ratio there if you're Donald Trump. But let me continue. There were girls in the pools splashing around. For some reason, Donald seemed a little smitten with me. This is Roanne Brewer Lane speaking. He just started talking to me and nobody else. He suddenly took me by the hand and he started to show me around the mansion. He asked me if I had a swimsuit with me. I said no. I hadn't intended to swim. He took me into a room and opened the drawers and asked me to put on a swimsuit. All right. Sounds like this is written by, who wrote this? Michael Barbaro and Megan Toohey. Looks like they're writing some kind of smut here, but it continues. It continues. It says, Miss Brewer Lane at the time, a 26-year-old model, did as Mr. Trump asked. I went into the bathroom and tried one on, she recalled. It was a bikini. I came out. And he said, wow. Wow, this is getting pretty hot and heavy, guys. Mr. Trump, then 44, and in the midst of his first divorce, decided to show her off to the crowd at Mar-a-Lago, his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. He brought me out to the pool and said, this is a stunning Trump girl, isn't it? Oh, my God. So he complimented her. All right. No room for that. It continues. Donald Trump and women. These words evoke a familiar cascade of casual insults hurled from the safe distance of a Twitter account, a radio show, or a campaign podium. This is the public treatment of women by Mr. Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, degrading, impersonal, and performed. It says the New York Times interviewed dozens of women who worked with or for Mr. Trump over the past four decades in the worlds of real estate, modeling, and pageants. Women who had dated him or interacted with him socially, and women and men who had closely observed his conduct since his adolescence. All in all, more than 50 interviews were conducted over the course of 6 weeks, which is really interesting because only five or six of them are in here. Many of their accounts were in their own words, yada, yada, yada. The interactions occurred in his offices at Trump Tower, at his home, at construction sites, and backstage at beauty pageants. They appeared to be fleeting, unimportant moments to him, but they left lasting impressions on the women who experienced them. Are we talking about Donald Trump still or Bill Clinton? I can't tell. Well, we'll go on. What emerges from the interviews is complex, at times contradictory. Portrait of a wealthy, well-known, and provocative man and women around him. One that defies simple categorization. Some women found him to be gracious and encouraging. He promoted several to lofty heights in his companies, a daring move for a real estate developer at the time. Which is bad. This is bad, guys. You cannot promote women, apparently. This is the New York Times. You can't promote them. He simultaneously nated women's careers and mocked their physical appearances. "You like your candy," he told an overweight female executive who oversaw the construction of his headquarters in Midtown Manhattan. So, the First Lady can tell us no more junk food, but Donald Trump, way out of line. Way out of line. Now, in this article, it's almost broken up into chapters. They have different titles. I mean, every five pages is a new chapter. This one is called Boarding School Ladies Man. And they found somebody named George White, who went to the New York Military Academy with Donald Trump. And he said Donald was extremely sensitive to whether or not the women he invited to the campus were pretty, recalled George White, a fellow student at the class of 1964. For Donald, he added, it's display. Oh, okay. So he wanted pretty girls. The nerve of this guy. He steadily built an image as a young playboy amid the deprivations of a single-sex military school where most boys craved but rarely enjoyed the company of a girl. By senior year, his classmates had crowned him Ladies Man in the Yearbook, a nod to the volume of his dates. Hearing a quote from Mr. White says he wasn't bringing the same girl, he had a variety coming up. Donald was bringing in very pretty women, very sophisticated women, and very well-dressed women. You could always tell they were of a higher class. So I guess he should have brought, like, hookers and stuff. Maybe that would have been a little less intimidating for these folks here at the New York Military Academy. This is a long article, guys. Temple Taggart, she was a Miss Utah. They say Temple Taggart, the 21-year-old Miss Utah, was startled by how forward he was with young contestants in 1997. His first year as the owner of Miss USA, a branch of the beauty pageant organization, as she recalls that he introduced himself in an unusually intimate manner. This chapter, by the way, is called The Company of Women. He kissed me directly on the lips. I thought, oh my God, gross. He was married to Marla Maples at the time. I think there were a few other girls he kissed in the mouth. I was like, wow, that's inappropriate. And it goes on. She says that they told her that she was going to have to say she was 17 years old because 21 was too old. Her direct quote, "We were going to have to tell them you're 17, Miss Taggart recalled him telling her, because in his mind, 21 is too old. I was like, no, we're not going to do that. Again, sounds like this is like the Bill Clinton biography here. Well, were you plucked off the street to do this, or did you volunteer to do this? I don't know. We're going to talk more about this beauty pageant. Lots of stuff about the beauty pageants with Donald Trump. This is where a lot of this stems from. And the New York Times wants you to know that this is inappropriate conduct for somebody who may or may not be the next president of the United States. So sit right there. A lot more to get to. Plus, we're going to talk about Bill Clinton and Bill Kristol and all sorts of bills. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Be back with you in about 2 minutes.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
All right, welcome back to the show, guys. Here I am, your host and your friend, the Rhino. Before we left for that rude break, we were talking about the beauty pageants that Donald Trump, he was, of course, in charge of in this New York Times article about Donald Trump. Let's continue. This is the New York Times. This is a direct quote. His level of involvement in the pageants was unexpected, and his judgments, the contestant said, could be harsh. Carrie Prejean, who was 21 when she participated in the Miss USA contest in 2009 as Miss California, was surprised to find Mr. Trump personally evaluating the women at rehearsal. Quote, "We were told to put on our opening number outfits. They were nearly as revealing as our swimsuits, and line up for him on stage." This is from her book, Still Standing. She wrote this book later on. Oh, after she was stripped from her 2009 Miss California, and also coming in second place at this pageant. So just to clarify, she has no axe to grind here whatsoever. "Donald Trump walked out with his entourage," she says, "and inspected us closer than any general had ever inspected a platoon." Now, I looked into Miss Prejean's background. I saw no military service. So how she would know how a general inspects a platoon, I don't know. Let's continue. "He would stop in front of a girl, look up at her, look up and down, and say, 'Hmm.' Then he would go on to do the same thing to the next girl. He took notes on a little pad as he went along." Okay, so what I'm getting here is you put yourself on display in one of the outfits you were planning on wearing. Am I missing something? And you were in a beauty pageant. Oh, so you signed up for this. This is what you wanted to do. Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. I thought we were getting a little... I thought maybe a little risque there for a second. Well, the beauty pageant, some of the girls, you know, they think they were treated like meat. I'm just going to paraphrase. Well, you signed up for this. I don't know what to tell you. Miss Rez was his construction manager, and she says, well, he has a preoccupation with bodies. And she recalls him making comments like, these women take care of their asses. Maybe he said assets. Maybe that's what he said, because he's in real estate. Maybe they take care of their assets. Maybe she just misheard. Most of these quotes I'm reading you are from 20 or 30 years ago. I can't remember what I had for lunch last Wednesday, but some of these quotes are coming from 20 or 30 years ago. She also goes on and says, we had a big meeting once. I grabbed one of the women in the office and sent her in to get lunch orders. Donald said, not her. And she thinks Donald said that because she didn't look good. Now, that's not a quote. Donald didn't say she didn't look good. This is Miss Rez telling you that's why she thinks Donald said that. We're editorializing our own quotes, but the Times is not going to tell you that. He got another woman to take the lunch orders. That was purely about looks, Miss Rez said. Now, it's very possible that the first woman he got there just wasn't good at taking lunch orders. I mean, who knows? Maybe she just stunk at it. Maybe you wanted a, you know, a spicy chicken from Chick-fil-A, and she got you a regular chicken. I get it. I wouldn't let her take my order either. But what the Times is doing is they're putting out these quotes, and then they're editorializing on them. That's what they're doing in the whole article. 16 pages of editorializing quotes that may or may not sound detrimental to Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that just a little bit more in a minute. Just a little bit more. We have another chapter here called Kissing and Telling Everyone. This is the Times. Barbara J. Fife, a deputy mayor under David N. Dinkins. So, a deputy mayor under a Democrat mayor. Okay. Just getting this straight. New York's mayor in the early 1990s was not especially close to Mr. Trump, but that did not stop him from telling her why he was in such a hurry one day as he sat in her office at City Hall. He said, I had this great date tonight with a model from Victoria's Secret, Miss Fife recalled him telling her. I saw it as immature, quite honestly, she said. Well, if I had a date with a Victoria's Secret model, I'd be telling everyone I would listen. Doesn't sound immature. Guy's busy. He owns lots of stuff. He has a hot date. He's just telling her he has to get out of there. But this, of course, again, coming from Barbara J. Fife, deputy mayor under David Dinkins, who was a big-time liberal mayor in New York City. There are quotes like this all over this article. My favorite section is called Dismissive Nicknames. Alair A. Townsend was for a time the highest ranking woman inside New York City City Hall during the Koch administration, yet another Democrat mayor in New York City, with the title of Deputy Mayor for Economic Development. But when Mr. Trump called her, she said her position seemed less relevant to him than her gender. He called her hun or dear. She felt demeaned by it. Well, at least Mr. Trump doesn't make up nicknames for men, right? At least he doesn't do that, right, Lion Ted? Or Little Marco? At least he just keeps it consistent, I guess. dismissive nicknames. I'm sure he wanted to call her many, many other things, but Hunter Deer was what popped out of his mouth. I think we're done with this article. We'll talk about some other stuff, and maybe a little bit about Mr. Bill Clinton and his dismissive nicknames for women coming up after the break. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221. 7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. Just before we button up this New York Times article and put it to bed where it belongs, the main subject of this article in the beginning was this Roanne Brewer Lane, the one who Donald Trump lent the bathing suit to at the Mar-a-Lago Resort. She was out on Fox and Friends this morning saying that this was a total hit piece and that her story was spun. She said, they spun it to where it appeared negative. I did not have a negative experience with Donald Trump. She says she was flattered by the comments that she was studying, and that's what I told the Times, and they spun it completely differently. She called Donald Trump a gentleman and that she would support him in the election. All these people are told this is going to be just a regular piece, and they spin it to how they want, but the Times doesn't see it as spinning. That's how they usually come across. So, I figured, in the interest of fairness, if we're going to attack one candidate, we should at least go after the other side, right? I mean, if one guy is such a womanizer, I mean, if Donald Trump is so bad with women, what does that say about Bill Clinton? Well, they don't write articles about him, so I have nothing to read for you. But I do have a little list here of people that might have something to say about him, like Kathleen Willey. Well, she said in a 60 Minutes interview that Bill Clinton had sexually assaulted her during an Oval Office meeting in 1993. Seems to be a far cry from loaning someone a bathing suit. Connie Hamsey says, Mr. Clinton propositioned her in 1984 while she was sunbathing in Little Rock, Arkansas. All right. Juanita Broderick accuses Bill Clinton of rape. 1978. He raped her during a nursing home operators convention in Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, I don't know. This sounds a bit worse than promoting women to high-powered positions or not letting someone take a lunch order, right? Well, let's continue. Eileen Wellstone says that Bill Clinton had sexually assaulted her after she met him near a pub near Oxford University, where Bill was a student in 1969. Okay. Sandra Allen James. She was a prominent political fundraiser who said Mr. Clinton had invited her to his hotel room during a 1991 campaign trip, pinned her against the wall, and put his hand under her dress. But at least she wasn't in a beauty pageant. God forbid. The horror. Christy Zurcher, flight attendant, says that on Mr. Clinton's 1992 campaign plane that he exposed himself to her and grabbed her breasts. So this is the same Bill Clinton that's the husband of Hillary Clinton. I'm just clarifying in case you weren't aware. You know, Miss Hillary, who's all about women and protecting them, this is her husband. So we're just clarifying. I just want to clarify. Get things right. A Yale student accused him of sexually assaulting her in 1972. And then we have another student at the University of Arkansas who accused Bill Clinton of preventing her from leaving his office. He tried to grope her, put his hand in her blouse. And, Bill Clinton said, she came on to me. So that was his defense. She came on to him. Tons of allegations here. Tons. Paula Jones, of course. Of course, Paula Jones. We all know about that one. It would be cool to meet the governor, and little did she know. She wound up telling him that she's not that kind of girl. And, let's see. Jennifer Flowers, we all know about this one. 12-year affair with Bill Clinton. And, Hillary Clinton set up a war room against Jennifer Flowers and really just demeaned her and defamed her and harmed her during the 1992 campaign. But there are many others. Elizabeth Ward Grayson, Dolly Kyle Browning, Sally Perdue, Lincola Sullivan, Elizabeth Ward, Susie Whittaker, Bobby Ann Williams, and a hooker that says she has a love child of Bill Clinton. But at least these people weren't promoted to high-level positions. At least they weren't told not to get lunch orders. At least they weren't given a bathing suit to wear. At least they weren't in a beauty pageant. Oh, God, terrible. Terrible. You know, one of these women, her name is Dolly Kyle. She's coming out, and she has said, I think it was Sunday, that she believes Bill Clinton has had over 2,000 affairs, or at least has had sex with 2,000 women. And this she came about this number because they were watching a documentary on Wilt Chamberlain where he said he had been with 20,000 women, and Bill said, that's 10 times more than I've been with. So do the simple math. Comes out to 2,000. She also calls Hillary Clinton a terrorist. This is her word. She says, the fact of the matter is Hillary is a terrorist. I invite you to look up the definition of terrorism. It's a use of violence, threats, or intimidation to achieve a political aim. That's what a terrorist is. It changes people's lives by changing their decisions about what they would otherwise do. And these women who might otherwise speak up are so afraid they won't say anything. Miss Kyle here she's an attorney from Dallas. So she's a well-read individual. She says he has a sexual addiction, and she says this because Bill Clinton had apparently admitted this to her. His sexual addiction explains everything, she said. You would think that a guy who is governor and who is nice-looking and articulate and all in all with a president wouldn't have to sexually assault somebody, but it goes back to the addiction. It's not just plain sex. It's about the physical attention. It is some sick, sick need that he has to control women. This from Dolly Kyle. She was on, I think it was, AM 970 in New York and AM 990 in Philly this weekend, and that's where this all came out. I do believe here in the near future we are going to see quite a bit of women coming out in the summer months here into August and on September and on, coming out doing ads for Donald Trump. I think there are many, many women who feel that they have been harassed by either or both Clintons, and we're going to see more and more of these coming forward. But we just had to even the score here, because if we're going to, blame Donald Trump for being a womanizer, I mean, geez, it's like the pot calling the kettle black over there on the Democrat side. But I do want to talk about, when we get back, I do want to talk about a possible third-party run that came to light this weekend. We all heard some rumors about it, but it sounds like maybe there could be some truth to this. There are people, names are named, and possible candidates are named. And they have one goal in mind, and we'll get to that when we come back. Make sure to check out the Rhino Report on podcast, on Spreaker, or iTunes, or TuneIn, or iHeart, or Stitcher, or Podbean, wherever you get your podcast fill. Look us up, subscribe, like it, poke it, whatever you do to a podcast, do it to it. Go to rhinoreport.com, check out the articles there, and follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. I'll see you back in about, 3 minutes. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get off this Bill Clinton stuff, Hillary is going to be sick of this guy pretty soon. Whenever she opens up the coffin lid and lets him out, it never goes well. It never goes well. And her numbers start going down. People start going after him. Just little insignificant people like me, but people still do it. If she does not win in November, and it's going to be because of Bill for the most part, maybe they'll get divorced. Who knows? She's going to be done with him, though. I mean, could you imagine this guy alone in the White House? I mean, she's not going to let any female staffers around him. It's going to be all male staff. No females around Bill. He can't handle it. So she wouldn't employ any women at the White House, is what I'm saying. Miss Women's Rights here. But let's put this to bed for today. I'm sure we have all week to talk about the Clintons, and I look forward to it. So news spread this week, or this weekend, from the Washington Post, that there may be a couple of never-Trumpers that are starting to mull around the idea, the serious idea of a third-party run. And, a lot has come from the Washington Post lately. They have 20 reporters, investigative journalists, we have to call them. I don't want to call them the wrong title. They might write something about me. Dedicated to really just digging into Donald Trump's background. 35 years of being torn apart by the media was not enough. They're digging in. We heard about this John Miller thing, which I would have laughed off. I would have been like, "Hey, it was me. Who cares?" But John Miller, or John Barron, his publicist that he was pretending to be, and now they're talking about this third-party run. This all, of course, to sling some mud and drudge up a lot of stuff here. So apparently the creators of this third-party movement are Bill Kristol, the founder and editor of the Weekly Standard. Mitt, I blew the election, Romney, and Eric Erickson, the founder of Red State. They're tossing around names of people that they would like to see run third party. And the goal would be to take at least three states in the general election, denying somebody the 270 electoral votes they need for the majority and sending the vote to the House of Representatives. You follow? That's what they're trying to do. Now, I don't think at this point any third party candidate could win three states. I think it would be very, very tough. But they've thrown around some names for us to chew on. Mitt Romney, of course, one of the names. We knew this was going to be it. John Kasich, I don't think he would do it, but he's one of the names. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, who, he got his pee-pee spanked over the weekend, too, and we'll talk about that. And then you have Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who's also had his name thrown around, too. Yeah, so they want to win the three states, at least take it so no one gets the 270. Throw this to the House, and then let them elect somebody who this group led by Big Money supports. So when you have people like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump saying it's all rigged, well, you know, here's the proof in the pudding. I think this was done by the Post to try to drum up more Never Trump support, because the Never Trump support is kind of dying down. Some of you out there, it's not. I get it. But it's been 2 weeks now since Donald became the presumptive nominee, and it's starting to kind of die down. And proof positive was this weekend in Nebraska. Senator Ben Sasse had floated the idea on the convention floor, the Nebraska convention, about a third-party run. And they did a voice vote to see what the general feeling in the room was, and it was voted down about 400-8. So people in Nebraska are starting to say, well, listen, we can't do third-party, not going to work. And now Nebraska would have been most likely a Ted Cruz state had Ted Cruz stayed in the campaign for a week or so longer. That was considered to be very, very heavy Cruz. And the people who went to the convention, they voted down this idea. So Ben Sasse, he may be looking at a primary challenge in 2020. He won by a pretty good margin in 2014, but I think he may be feeling the wrath here. I don't know if these Never Trumpers who have elected positions are going to be holding on to them for too much longer, because at some point people do have to make the distinction. Do we vote for Hillary? Do we lose our guns? Do we have babies continue to get killed? Do we have Planned Parenthood continue to get funded? Or do we vote for someone else? And the else is better than Hillary Clinton. And I think a lot of Never Trumpers are coming around to that side. I didn't think it would happen this fast in Nebraska, but apparently it did. And listen, some of these, Mark Cuban was a very outspoken supporter of Donald Trump. He has done, of President Obama, he has done an about face. He has done an about face. But he was spotted hugging Obama at a $30,000 a plate dinner. He was a supportive of Obamacare. So if you're going to complain about Donald Trump was a Democrat once, but now he's part of the GOP, well, you have to look at Mark Cuban and say, well, kind of the same thing. Kind of the same thing. You know, where's your big conservative values guy? Where is he? Is John Kasich your big conservative values guy that these Never Trumpers want? I don't think so. Mitt Romney's barely a Republican, let alone a conservative. So I don't think this movement gets any steam. I don't think it gets any steam. And even Reince Priebus was on Fox yesterday kind of railing against it. He said, it means that you're throwing it in for not just 8 years, but you're throwing in for possibly 100 years. If you do this and Hillary wins, it could be 100 years when it comes down to these Supreme Court appointments. 100 years of liberal policies just going by, no problem, for the next 100 years. And Reince Priebus starting to kind of coalesce behind Donald a little bit. We haven't seen Paul Ryan get there, but he will. He will. I think he wants to see how this is turning out, this Never Trump thing, this Bill Kristol thing. Then he'll make a decision. Hey, listen, not going to work. A lot of people won't support it. Those who say they will still won't. They still won't support it. So hang in there. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, "Help my business." That's #250, "Help my business."
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend here for our last segment today, our last segment on Monday. I feel like it always goes really quickly. We had a lot to get in today. We have so much more we're not going to get to. But let's keep going. This weekend, all over the news was President or King Obama, whatever you want to call him. He was doing the commencement speech at Rutgers University. Now, I thought it was interesting because all along, Democrats have been saying, oh, we cannot wait to run against Donald Trump. We can't wait. It's going to be so, so easy. Well, the president is using every opportunity he can to really try to rail against Trump. I think that was sort of a little reverse psychology on their part. We want to run against him. No, they did not. They didn't. If they did, they wouldn't be using every opportunity. And Trump is climbing in the polls against Hillary. He's in the margin of error of almost a margin of error in almost every single national poll right now. And the Democrats did not see that coming. And Donald Trump has not even started on Hillary. Not even started on her. They gotta be worried. Donald Trump has brought millions of new GOP registrations. Millions. Record primary turnouts. Hillary's terrible. Terrible candidate. Benghazi, emails, quid pro quo, Bill Clinton. She's a terrible candidate. I think at some point they're going to have to replace her. She is stumbling to the finish line. If she loses Kentucky and Oregon tomorrow, she's in big trouble. Big trouble. Big trouble. She has a lead in Kentucky right now, a little lead in Oregon, but the polls in Oregon are really, really bad. Bernie can win both. He can win both. So we'll see. But the president at commencement speeches, doing what he does best, and, lie. So Let's move on. WAPO is reporting, Washington Post again reporting, that Ben Carson has spilled the beans on who Donald Trump's VP pick might be. They're saying that he told them Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie, and Sarah Palin. You know, I don't think Ben Carson gave them the real list. I don't. I mean, nothing in this cycle has been normal. Why would they start acting normal now? Some of these names are just definite no's. Even Donald Trump has said no Marco Rubio. Sarah Palin has said she does not want to be the VP, or at least be the VP candidate. She wants to campaign against Paul Ryan in Wisconsin. Ted Cruz, well, I don't know. There's a lot of bad blood there. A lot of bad blood. John Kasich, perhaps. Chris Christie, you'll never see a New York, New Jersey ticket. I don't think so. I'm not totally against it, but I don't think you'll ever see that. They've also thrown around names like Jan Brewer and Mary Fallon. Of course, the governors, respectively, of Arizona and Oklahoma. But this list that WAPO has published, I don't believe it's a list. I think it's a run an idea up the flagpole type thing and see what the response is. And I think the response from a lot of people was, eh. So, I don't think your VP comes from this. I've heard. I think Newt Gingrich is probably a good choice. That's what people are saying on the inside. On the inside. So we'll see how that shakes out. We'll find out. We'll find out weeks before the convention actually convenes. It just won't be official until July. Let's see, one more thing. Oh, we got a preview here of the DNC convention in Philly over the weekend in Nevada. Their convention, they were hooting and hollering and yelling and screaming because the Bernie people could not get motions to be heard. And, well, their leader out there gaveled it. Couldn't get anyone to leave the room. Security couldn't get anyone to leave the room. They turned the lights out on them. Bernie supporters, not happy, and they're going to show their unhappiness in Philadelphia this July. So that will be something to look forward to. It's about a week after the RNC convention, so we'll be off and running, and they will be mired in this disaster. That is the Hillary Clinton candidacy. All right, as always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those serving in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.